Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Hello, Flyover family. Welcome. We are so excited to be with you today. Hope you are doing amazing. If you are new to Flyover Conservatives, make sure you check us out at flyoverconservatives.com. You can also find us at rumble.com/flyoverconservatives. Also, to make sure you stay up to date with everything that's going on, make sure you text us flyover at 816-579-1144. 816-579-1144. Text flyover. If you want the Fauci emails, go ahead and text Fauci to that same
boom,
number.
3,000 some email.
Woohoo!
Boom, fire from above.
That's right.
We're going to be doing that probably another few more days until it kind of runs its cycle. The best society is a well-informed society. And so if you got a buddy at the water cooler who is running his yapper about something, you can have the emails yourself and be like, you know, I'm kind of ahead of you, homie. I got them all myself.
That is very true.
So it's always best to be in the loop and know what's going on. It's always best to be prepared. It's always best to be informed and be educated. And our role here as much as possible is to connect you as best we can with people who are going to help you do those exact things. You know, when we began this process here with Flyover Conservatives, it was really our goal and our intention to not necessarily be the smartest person in the room, but connect you with people that are.
Yeah. And, you know, things that were important to us as we were looking around, we were like, you know, what do we not want the government involved in? Well, we don't want it involved.
Everything.
Yeah. In our health. We don't want it involved in our wealth, in our communication, in our religion. So we really started looking at and thinking, who are some people that we can partner with in these areas that the government can't be involved
with? I want to keep that overreach out of my, I think we've seen over the last year, the government meddling too much with the healthcare system, you know, influencing what doctors can and can't do. Don't want to mess with my money. Don't want to mess with my church. You know, we can't really help you too much with that. But if you got a pastor who doesn't have a spine, find one that does.
Yes.
That's your role. Support people that are standing up, speaking up, waking up and showing up.
It's true. That's so true. And so, you know, we started looking around and we came across a company, a satellite phone store that we absolutely fell in love with, Tina. And, you know, this company is unbelievable. And something that David and I, we've really looked at over the years is we do a lot of hiking. We do a lot of traveling. Yep. We had kids that used to be, you know, at a distance. And so we were like, what happens if something was to happen to the grid? What happens if there's an emergency type situation and we don't have cell phone service? What would we do? And so we've been looking and looking and we came across this satellite phone store, which is absolutely amazing. And we wanted to bring that same thing to you all as well.
It solved a big problem for us. We were outdoors a lot. If I'm not with people, I try to be not with people. I really do. And the thing is, when you're getting away from people, you're also getting away from cell phone towers. So do a lot of hiking. We have a Doberman. I'm out there with him a lot. Sometimes we're together. Sometimes we're not. But that's a scary position to be in. If you were to get injured, if something were to happen, you know, how would you reach out? And so when we got a hold of Tina, she had solved all of these problems.
Well, we also noticed that this year in Texas, you know, when that all happened with Texas and that whole storm came and they weren't prepared for that, you know, it was like, okay, having a satellite phone for that type of situation, that would be very important.
So this was the open door into a new relationship. And that's what this show is all about. That's why we'll connect you with intelligence officers and people that have been with a military background or people in the legal arena, people in the medical arena, people that are doing the right things. We have Dr. Sherwood with 9,000 patients with the biggest health challenge of 2020 and lost zero. He's 9,000 and 0 with some of his patients in their 90s. And so
incredible.
So when we meet someone like that, we're like, we need you talking to the Flyover family. We want you guys prepared and aware on some of the biggest issues. We always examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values as well. So we want to bring attention to those things. When we came across this one here,
it's so cool. I love our satellite phone.
It was amazing.
Okay, so I watched David actually. He stepped outside to call me, and I'm like watching him, you know, call from the driveway.
Of course, it's like when you get a new a calculator, you add like 2 + 2, something like that.
Exactly. But I'm like, I mean, it is really cool. I mean, it's pretty amazing. You know, but when we worked with Tina and the satellite phone store, they were able to get us the phone for free. And then $89.99 for 100 minutes. And they threw in this free Faraday bag.
Because that's really good. Cool. If there's an EMP or a solar flare like this, and this is sitting on your counter and it's charged, ready to go, but no electronics work in the world, you're out of luck. So if this or any device you have goes into a Faraday bag, bam, now you're protected. If there is an EMP that goes off or anything, any kind of electromagnetic pulse, your item is protected. I encourage you to get them for your laptops or your iPhones or any of these kind of things, but this protects it. And then if something were to go wrong, they got the accessories to get you covered. And so we bought a solar panel that is like heavy, durable duty. It's not like glass. You can set your drink on it, do whatever you want, but you'd be able to charge it up and connect to a USB and charge any device that you need. Any solar device would work, but you need something to be able to if you're out of electricity, to be able to charge your device and to be able to reach out to people that you care about. So our son now has one. We encourage everybody to be able to connect via satellite.
So you can find that same special at flyoverphone.com. Flyoverphone.com. I want to talk a little bit more about this Faraday bag because, you know,
it's sexy.
It is. It's pretty cool. But this Faraday bag can be used for so many things. You could put your cell phone in it. I found out how important this actually is. I don't know if you all know, but if you're out and about with your cell phone, somebody could actually walk by you and steal everything off your cell phone, duplicate it. I couldn't believe that.
They don't even have to touch you. They just need to be close enough and they can clone your phone, everything on every text message, every bank account,
everything. It's crazy. They could do something with credit cards too. Also like your passport. I mean, all of those things being aware. So this is so cool, not just for your satellite phone, but using it just in life as well.
You know, if you're going to be, I don't see myself putting everything in a Faraday bag every time I leave the house or something, but there are certain environments where people look for that kind of thing. If you're traveling, if you're at the airport, if you're somewhere like that, it's probably a good idea to be doing that and just protect your information, protect your bank accounts, protect your, you know, even pictures and photos and, you know, whatever you want. So that was something that we were excited about. I'm like, I want that. We need that. You know, if something were to happen, that's the number one concern. If something were to happen, how do we get hold of your folks?
Yep.
How do we get hold of our kids? We always had contingency plans, like Stacey mentioned earlier. How, if something happens, okay, our son, here's what you do. Our daughter, you stay there. We're coming to you. You know, based on their situations, we always had these plans. Well, most of that revolved around the fact we wouldn't be able to communicate.
Yep.
And we're in the most dire times in U.S. history, in world history, or at least U.S. history, as far as our country goes, of how things will go. There might just be one team that just shuts down another team and you just can't talk.
That's true.
You know, which, you know,
after
is very
speaking
likely.
with Tommy Waller and having him on our show talking about the grid, you do realize how, you know, how shaky it could be.
Yeah.
You know, so it is very important to be prepared. So, and I know you all are prepared as well. So preppers, everybody needs to look at this. Cruisers, if you go on a cruise, you know, that's another thing.
If you have
an
RV and you vacation with your family, if you go on missions trips, you know, we for years lived in Mexico in an orphanage. And when our kids were in high school, well, people would come and visit. And their biggest challenge was, you know,
communication.
What do I do? How do I, you can't use my phone. How do people get a hold of me? And so when you have a satellite phone, no matter where you go on Earth, you could be able to reach people and talk to them. If you're on a cruise ship, if you're out fishing, I went fishing in Alaska with my son. We were in places that felt like no human had ever been before. We drove. And then we took a boat up a river. Then we carried that boat a few miles to another river and went out place. You know, I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't know if a human's ever been here. You know, you definitely didn't have cell phone signal. So now I go back, I would have that. So there's, it's not something probably every day you need, but every year there's probably 3, 4, 5 times where you're like, you know what? I need to be able to be in communication. And if you're in a leadership position and people depend on you, and that means like you're a dad, you're a mom, you know, you're in these roles. If you're head of a homeowners association, you have a neighborhood watch, you need to take the steps to be able to protect. It's just always been cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. And now $89, you get a free, the phone's free. They throw in the phone, you get the Faraday bag free. It's a pretty cool deal.
But today we're actually going to introduce you to something new. It's like
brand new.
It's
technology.
Brand new to me. You kind of knew a little bit about it, but for me, it was like, I had no idea. And so I'm so excited to learn more. And today we have the person for you to learn from and for myself to learn from. And we're really excited to introduce you to him. His name is Chris Hoare, and he's the Chief Creative Officer at Galileo. So welcome, Chris. We're so excited that you're here with us today. Yay!
You got a big crowd. Thanks for having me on, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
We were cheering for you. We just scaled it up a few hundred times.
Then. That's exactly right.
And we'd like you to start with some wind in your sails, a little bit of momentum. But we had such a great conversation offline before we began this recording, and it was almost like
you're like brothers from a different mother.
It was.
Something.
It was like throwing alley oops to each other on like a 5-foot basketball goal, and we're just dunking them, you know, back and forth on some of these important issues like communication, like free speech, like how to be in touch. So tell us a little bit about your technology, a little bit about your background, and kind of what brought you to this place.
Well, for about the last 20 years, I've been involved in the satellite phone store right from the beginning. And what I learned is what you guys have learned. The satellite phones can save lives. You know, they They used to be pretty bulky, and now, as you see, you've got a handset right there. They've gotten a lot smaller. They're lightweight, and they work all over the world, everywhere on Earth. Unlike my cell phone, it doesn't work all over Denver. But yeah, it's essential. But like, yeah, this, listen, what happened in Dallas and in Texas this year is a prime example. I mean, there you are living in the middle of one of the most modern cities in the world, in Dallas or Houston or wherever, and you think you're all fine. Next thing you know, you have no power, no internet, no phone, no TV, no nothing. And try living without it, guys, if you haven't, for one day. You know, see where you're at. Like you're kind of disorientated. You don't know what's going on. You're always reaching for your phone or looking up at the TV. And that, when you take that away, what have you got? I mean, you don't know what's going on, and anything, it could have been caused by anything. You don't know. We could have been invaded. There could have been a terrorist attack, and you're just absolutely in the dark. And so the phone is your lifeline, you know, to the outside world. But in and of itself, it is not, it's not like your cell phone where you're constantly getting information onto it. So there's nothing really inbound, and you can't really browse the web too much on these phones. So it's like, after 20 years of being in the satellite phone business, what we realize is that what is missing is a way for people to just get information that they want onto their satellite phone. So when everything else is down, there's the stuff you need, right? Whether it's for your business, your finances, your family, your health, your safety, there's some very basic stuff you need. For example, if you have stocks or cryptocurrency or bonds and you don't know what's going on, or precious metals, you could be in trouble, right? That's your money. That's critical. If there is a terrorist attack, how are you going to know? All you'll know is that nothing's working.
But
it's like, now you're cut off. Finding out about what's going on, you know, for security, military wise, in the state, in the country, and health wise, you know, if a virus comes out and things are chaotic, like, how do you get that information? Like, you know, how do you know what's happening?
And how can you get trusted information that you value, that you know you're not getting misinformation? Mm-hmm. You know, if say everything went dark, you'd be like, well, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Well, you can talk to your neighbor, Carl, you know, who knows a guy that knows a guy who talked to, or you could get, information directly to you, or something you really trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we take things like crypto, like financial prices, they're just very fixed. They're not subject to, opinion, right? So we take those RSS feeds of these prices and we push them out to you. Like with Bitcoin, for example, we send out a morning and an evening update because it's open 24 hours. But should it move more than 1 or 2% from the last update, you'll get another text, for example. You'll get another message. So you can see this volatility. Then on the other side of it, we have original content from friends of yours, like Steve Quayle, for example, who is, and he and you guys and a lot of people are being subject to censorship, as we were just talking about, deplatforming and so on. And so what we're providing here is an unedited, unfiltered channel for people to push their content out onto, which is the Galileo platform. And a subscriber can then choose to receive and follow whatever information he wants from the influencers or the people like yourselves. If you're on the platform, like, they can always get that information from you, even when everything else is down. So you can get your message out, Steve can get his message out, and the consumer, they have a choice of what information to get. And like I said, trusted information. Mm-hmm. They know if it's coming from you, they trust you. So that is solid information from them.
So you're using something called blockchain, is that right? Technology, something like that?
Yeah, so we're pushing this out over the satellite phone networks, and we also push this out over the cell phone networks as well. But what the main difference is that we're building the whole platform on and around IPFS, which, believe it or not, stands for Interplanetary Filing System.
Really?
Interesting.
Yes, I know, right?
Hey, everybody write that down. If you got, a smarty pants nephew that just graduated college or something like that, just throw that at them again. Can you say that again so people can write that down and they can know a little more than maybe that young intern at their office?
Yeah, it's an Interplanetary File System, IPFS. It's a distributed filing system. What's going on today is everything is moving towards decentralization. A lot of the problems that we're seeing with the control and the censorship and deplatforming and the misinformation are coming from centralized control, We only, you know, we have three, four, five tech companies maybe who control basically everything that we get. They get our content and they charge us to like have it, and then they charge, you know, like we content creators are just getting destroyed. And I mean, people like on YouTube, I mean, I don't know how anyone makes money there when they're keeping seemingly 90% of what they're making. Well, I don't know.
And if you think you're free to say whatever you want, ask President Trump.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, how free you are to say whatever you want, wherever you want. When the president of the United States can be deplatformed while still in office by a tech company invented by a couple of geeks, it's like, you know, what leg do you have to stand on?
Yeah.
You know, nobody is beyond or above this or can fight back or anything. You're just gone. You just poof. You know, and so is the information that's coming to you, you know, because it's no longer coming from him. Who's the information coming from if you're depending on traditional sources?
Yeah, look, I mean, whether you agree with President Trump or not, he has the right to say what he wants to say. And you don't have to listen to it, you know, and that's the whole thing of a democracy is that people do have the right to say stuff. And what really proves that it's a democracy is there are people saying stuff you don't like. Mm-hmm. And but you don't have to listen to it. Let them, you know, say what they want to say. But if there is a decider, then we're all screwed, because the decider is the person. Like, who is that guy? Who is that girl?
Right.
You know, you can't have a decider, and that's what we've got. We've got people making arbitrary decisions about what is acceptable, what isn't. You know, I heard what you were saying about when you referred to the election 2020, like, you have to have all these disclaimers along with it and everything else.
2020 was the most secure election in U.S. history. That has to be said every time. Because you just mentioned it right there, we've got to say that the 2020 U.S. election was the most secure and safe election in U.S. history.
I'm required by law
to say that.
Man. I mean, you know, that's what happens in North Korea. That's what happens in China. You know, I mean, is that what we want? Again, you know, whether or not you agree with President Trump, it doesn't really matter. The point is that he, like everyone else, has the right to say what he wants to say. And when he doesn't, and when people don't, that's when it's over. That's when you get the book burning, you know. That's when you get all of this stuff. The government's like Big Brother is telling you what to do. It's telling you what you can think. And honestly, that's, you know, to me, I came to this country willingly, and I became a citizen because it was a beacon of hope, you know, as it is to many people across the world. Your right to free speech is guaranteed, you know, under the First Amendment. It's not guaranteed where I come from. There's nothing in writing says I'm allowed to say what I want to say when I was in England. So, you know, that's a great thing, but that's, you've got to fight for that and protect it.
How exactly do you guys do that? How is this problem solved? And you're kind of in beta mode, launch mode. And so if you're listening to this right now, part of the Flyover family, you are at the tip of the spear of something that's very Uber-ish. That's very going to Blockbuster to get a DVD to like streaming. It's like there's a shift of something that's about to happen. And these are the first guys doing it. So explain a little bit about how you've solved that problem.
Well, there's several angles we've attacked it from. One is the satellite phone, distributing messages by the satellite phone networks does have an advantage because they're not licensed. You know, those airways aren't licensed by the FCC. They're not low Earth orbit, the high Earth orbit or what have you. So you're kind of outside of the reach of some, you know, some agencies. But most of all, the infrastructure that the satellite phone companies use is not ground-based, it's based in space. So when towers go down, cell phones don't work, simple as that. Like, you have to be very close to a tower for your cell phone to work. So there are just thousands of them everywhere. So initially this was all based around the fact that, you know, we're thinking about terrorist attacks, weather events, things we've seen many times throughout the years, and providing people reliable information when there is an emergency and disaster. But given what's been going on, it's now there's another side to it. And so the way that we believe we're protecting this information is by taking it out of everyone's control, including our own. Mm. And I am not a blockchain technology guy, but I understand kind of what it does. So I'll try to explain in the terms that I understand. But when anyone, any content or any message is put into the Galileo platform by original content providers or by anyone, that information is then, we register that on the Filecoin blockchain. And that means that there is a permanent record of it. And we can't delete it. Filecoin can't delete it. Nobody can delete it. The government can't delete it. It is not deletable. So
yes,
it cannot be erased.
That's right.
You cannot be canceled. You cannot be
right.
That is so really opened, important to me this last week.
That is very important.
Come on.
Yeah. So those pictures I took on the weekend that I shouldn't have uploaded, too late. You know, there they are. But no, I mean,
it's like being married. Thing. It's just in the permanent file.
It's in the permanent file. Right. There, baby.
Yeah. My wife hasn't seen them yet. She's not going to be happy. But no, it's, I think by taking it out of everyone's control, we're really living up to, you know, the right to free speech, because we can't do anything about it. We don't look at the messages that come through our platform. We don't stop them. We don't edit them. We don't even see them. We just pass them through and they go out, and all we do is register them with the, on the Filecoin blockchain. And that means that there is a permanent record of them right there. So if they vanish, you know, this, we're building more than just this, but for now, this is a way of making sure that information can be put out there. I know you were saying you put stuff on YouTube and you have to send out a message in case it gets taken down, so people have to run over there and see it, kind of thing. I mean, I've been hearing this from other people, and it's like, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, what, you know, what country are we living in?
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to hear unfiltered health information from Mike Adams, let's say, or they want to hear something from Steve Quayle, say they would choose a person they want to listen to, the same as any other platform. Okay. And so say Mike Adams could upload, hey, this is a new scientific breakthrough. People are going to want to know, man, he might put that on one of these other platforms. They'd shut it down. And so he says, hey, I want, you know, these guys to know this. So he uploads it there and then it comes to the subscribers. How do they get it? How do they receive it? How do they view it? How do they access it?
The process is basically they just go to Galileo.com. Once we launch, they'll be able to go there to become a subscriber, which is going to be around $9.99 a month, we're thinking. But we're not fixed on that yet. But then once they're logged in, then they just put in their satellite phone number and or their cell phone number. And then they go through the list of people that they want to subscribe to and get information from. So whether it's, you know, a Mike Adams, a Steve Quayle, you guys, whether Bitcoin prices, whatever it is. Just all the information you want, and that comes right to your satellite phone, and it comes right to your cell phone, and you know where the information is coming from, you know. Exactly. And also, just, you know, the other side of it is, if there is an emergency, if things do get shut down, content providers can also send information from their satellite phone to our platform, and it goes back out to the satellite phone networks and cell phones from there. Wow. So we won't go down, as far as we know. If all the satellites come down, then there's nothing.
So we're in a weird time, man. We got, you know, have you noticed how many people are talking about aliens, you know, lately, and not, mm-hmm. not goofing, like the Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro and that crowd, they have a little back office thing they do once a month for subscribers. And their whole conversation was possibility, probability, all this, and commenting on all the reports of aliens, you know, which I don't know. Just that's like the only thing left that would be weird in our world that's not happened so far.
Which, coming from our perspective, that's more like that's demonic or angelic, you know?
And so, but I'm just saying, if there's conversations of that, or they decide, oh, hey, we want to, whether there's a real alien thing or a fake one, and or whatever happens, it's like the news is shut down. You're like, I'm dependent upon whatever they're going to feed me. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a very interesting place. There's no, at least in my life, you know, in the last 50 years, there's never been a point where these kind of threats were considered like, well, that's
legitimate.
I need to have my own news in case there's a report of an alien invasion. I mean, it's like nobody would have ever entertained that. I don't even hardly, it's hard to even say right now, you know, or saying, you know, you really can't trust what you're getting on the nightly news because of all of the
misinformation.
The misinformation, you know, mm-hmm. that comes there. So it's like, you know, it's an interesting time where you got to pick people that you trust and say, okay, if things hit the fan, let's just use the Mike Adams thing, for example. So if there was a shutdown of communication or something would happen, even then Mike could use a satellite phone and at least upload data, and you could at least get information, you know, where he says, okay, whatever you do, don't drink the water for the next 3 days, or, you know, something kind of a yeah. thing like that, you know, wrap your head in aluminum foil for the next week or something, you know, whatever. But we could get information from somebody that you trust. It's a unique time that that's even necessary.
Yeah. We'd even be talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I think it's always been necessary, but it's just become more relevant recently, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we've always been in some ways it was a lot. In some ways, it was worse before. We knew even less when we only had like three TV stations, right? Mm-hmm. Because three networks, because then you got three people giving you the news. And it's all the same. But no, I think it is essential. And the government really treats people in this country as if they're on a need to know basis, and they don't need to know. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to know. Don't worry about it. We got this. I mean, it's like, do you trust them? I don't trust any of these politicians to be working in my best interest. They work in their own best interest most of the time.
Sure.
You know, and it's like, which is a shame, but it is what it is. But, you know, the status quo protects itself, and the money protects itself at the expense of the rest of us. And it's like if you look at cryptocurrency where, you know, people are making 1 or 2% interest a day, a bank might give you 1% a year. You know, and people are like, well, the cryptocurrency is a scam. It's like, I'll tell you what's a scam is a bank.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, my parents buy a house in 1970 for £11,000. By the time they paid it off, they pay back £500,000. I mean, that's low.
Hey, let me ask our producer a question real quick. Hey, Colton, can you look up how much did the banks collect in 2020 in overdraft charges? I saw this number the other day. I hate to quote it because it was ridiculous. You know, when you get in the billions, you're like, I don't know. You could be off a billion, you know, one way or another. But there's a ridiculous amount of money that the banks charge people in the middle of a global pandemic when people can't leave their home and even go to their job. They're still hitting them for an overdraft charge for, you know, things happening when their whole life was taken and put in a Vitamix and blended up.
Yeah, true.
You know, like they're not here to help you. You know, it's one that we say a lot here is stop giving your money to people that hate you.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and if you wonder, well, how do I know they hate me? Well, if Coca-Cola trains their employees a certain way, they probably don't like you, you know, period. And you know, some of these companies, the Amazons, and it's just lots of them, they're not operating in your best interest. Some of the people that are providing you health information are not operating in your best interest. You need to take personal responsibility for making sure your information is right, your data is right.
Your health, your wealth, communication, your religion.
Your money is right. That these things, you can't be like, well, my doctor said to take this. What's your doctor know? Do you want his body? Do you want his level of health?
That's true.
You know? I was in the hospital, and the heart attack ward is here. The cafe is next to it. Everything in the cafe is fried food. I'm like, what are they trying to get more patients? They're trying to get more customers. I mean, it's insane. This should be the healthiest food in town at the hospital.
Yes.
So, I mean, everyone's looking out for them. All these companies are looking out for themselves. The government's looking out for themselves.
Which means you got to watch out for yourself. What do we got here?
Okay, so banks will collect more than 30 billion in overdraft fees this year. Wow.
And who bailed out the banks when they were in trouble? We did.
Yeah.
Right? We bailed it out, and this is how they repay us.
It ended up being $34 billion last year, total that banks were paid. In 2019, it was $14
billion. Wow, double. Wow.
You know,
more than double.
So that health challenge of 2020 was a really profitable thing for some people, less for others.
Yeah.
The banks made a killing. They went from $14 billion. The fact that they could make $14 billion in overdraft fees.
What are they, like $30 a piece or something?
They're $14 billion. That's how much they are.
True. Well, in 2019.
In 2019.
34.
And they went to $34 billion.
In 2020.
I want to just take this light over here and just throw it across the room. $34 billion in overdraft charges to a population base that's getting raked over the coals, losing their job. They can't even go in. You own a hair salon or a gym. You can't even open your business. The government's fining you if you try to even be productive financially. And all. I mean, I tell you what, and the people will question, well, I don't know if I should trust this over a bank. You can trust everybody over a bank. Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody breaking into my house is probably, I could work out an arrangement with them. You know, hey, only take my TV. I'll get, you know, you could probably work out an arrangement with a burglar better than you can the bank.
True.
Try and call them. At least I could talk to the burglar. The bank's going to be like, press 1, press 2, you know? I mean, yeah. I can't think of anybody I would trust less. Just a regular thief is just going to
face me. At least you know where you stand.
That's yeah. true.
That's true. So you guys, you're a response to a problem. Mm-hmm. That's it. Most great technology comes as a response to a problem. There's a need. There's mm-hmm. a big need. So it's like, hey, someone's like, I had an idea. There's probably a lot of people coming up with ideas. You guys are just the first to market and doing it in a way that kind of is in alignment with conservative Christian values more so than what anything else would be.
So when will this be available, Chris?
So we're launching on August the 1st. We're starting to test it over the next few weeks, like on a larger scale than we have been just personally. August 1 will be the release date, and then we'll see what happens. But we'll certainly, I'll get you guys more information, you know, before then. I'll get you a look at the new site and the new backend and everything. We'd love to have you guys involved.
I love the excellence that you guys do everything, you know, with the satellite phone store. I mean, Tina put warehouses all over the country. So just in case there was a challenge and one area is having a hurricane, she's got them somewhere else.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, it's like you guys do everything with such excellence. I've just been blown away. Here's something I would like you to work on. I don't know if you can. There's a problem with my wife when it comes to technology.
That, careful.
That her phone typically only works for outbound calls. It really struggles on the income.
I can't ever find my phone. That's the problem.
She's at the store and I'm calling her. Hey, can you get some of this? Get some of that? I'm texting her. Calling.
You're going to agree. It's in your purse.
And she gets
home. You're not going to hear a phone call in your purse.
I'm like, I tried calling 8 times. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. And then, but it works great for outgoing calls. So
yeah, when I need you and I expect you to answer too.
And she expects me to answer. Hey, I called you twice. Why didn't you answer?
Like, what the heck?
The bar is not the same, you know, on this. I don't know if you guys, if you have a development team or something, you can have like hold like a wife phone, you know, that works for incoming and outgoing calls. It'd be better than an iPhone. It'd be like a wife phone.
Oh, you're
that's one of our Skunk Works projects right now. We're looking into that.
Good to know. It's pretty
sensitive. I'll be a customer for sure. I'll buy the prototype.
Okay, so I'm getting off the subject. Okay, Chris, so if people want to know more about Galileo, what would they do? Where would they go to learn more?
Today they can go to galileo.com, which is galileo.com, okay. And register, and you know, we will notify you the second we are launching and taking subscribers and up and running. So we'll also be going on a lot of shows to promote it and so on, but that's the best thing is just go there, click on register, and just give us your email address. That's it. And we will shoot you an email as soon as it's ready. And you can come check it out.
That sounds perfect. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
I love this conversation, like the one we had before the recording started even more. I look forward to staying in touch with you as this thing unfolds. If you want this technology to be in the loop, go to galileo.com. If you're interested in the sat phone, you can go to flyoverphone.com, and they got a special program. It takes you right to a landing page with the special arrangement that was made with them. You know, we actually went back and forth because really they didn't have this.
I know. And Tina, I was like, Tina said, okay, I'll give you guys a Faraday bag.
And they're like, okay, let me look at it. And they came back and like, okay,
we're excited.
We'll do that for Flyover Family, throw in the Faraday bag for free. Yeah. So I'm like, yes.
I know. Like,
you know what?
Art of the deal right here.
Is that I'm one of those idiots that goes to Starbucks every day and my coffee costs like $6.40. Right, which is like $200 a month. This phone is less than that.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I mean, that's how cheap it is. You know, it's what, $89, $99 bucks a month.
Yep.
I mean, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee, which is shocking but true.
It's true. So, that's exactly
what your life worth.
$89.99, 100 minutes. The phone is free. Faraday bag is free. I mean, that's an incredible deal.
And it won't track you, and it won't listen to you like those cell phones do.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Another. They're always listening.
It's true.
Always listening. You know?
Always so listening. That would almost be a good title for a book. They're always listening.
Yeah. So.
Chris, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing with Flyover Family today.
And Flyover Family, we just bless you. We thank you so much for joining us today. We bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up.
Yes.
We bless you to be brave and courageous and be prepared. You know, be in control of your health, wealth, communication, and religion. So
take care of the people that depend on you.
Yes.
Wake up, speak up, show up.
Bye-bye. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.